From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better.
I know of some people who are not the biggest fans of Liebermann's Flute Concerto, his music. I think it's very, very good. I think it's extremely well written. And yeah, it is a little bit schmaltzy. And I understand if some people even might use the word kitsch, but I just think he manages to really pull it off. It's a very... Being European, I always considered that piece kind of very, very American because it's extremely well crafted and has influences from different, you know, a little bit jazz influences, a little bit classical influences, and a little bit film music influences. So I think it's just a very beautiful piece, and I'm sure generally for audiences, it's a piece that people just can really sit back, enjoy, listen to. You know, it's just one of these pieces that you can just sit there and enjoy. And obviously for the flute soloists, it's not easy at all. It's one of the main competition set pieces, and maybe for contemporary, you know, in terms of contemporary music, it's the flute concerto actually worldwide now. You know, when you play it as a flute player, it has really become very famous.
And his orchestral stuff as well as his smaller pieces get played a lot.
I agree. Because we just spoke about what, you know, listening as part of the job to music. Since I was learning the flute concerto, I was, you know, on Spotify and listening to two of his symphonies just because I wanted, you know, to see the context and understand more. So that's kind of also my listening habit. And I mean, you know, the style is always a matter of taste. I like it. I understand if people say they don't like it, but it's really very accessible for the audience, and it's extremely well written. I mean, nobody can argue with that. The scores are extremely well written. It works. And I think, you know, for a flute player, for the flute generally, it was a big, big, important piece to be written. Because, you know, flute as a soloist is, of course, I mean, apart from Galway, you know, so it's difficult to pull off to make only solo career out of flute. I mean, many of the really world-famous soloists are like Pahu, who plays in the Berlin Philharmonic or so. So to have a really contemporary piece that's a hit with the audience, and it's, you know, good to play for orchestras, and it's you know, great sounding for the flute. It's great to have as a repertory piece. I think it's really important.
He pointed out something in one comment he made that I thought was quite interesting. When he was coming up through music school and was studying composition, there was a lot of pressure to write things that were atonal, dissonant, and he said he just got to the point where he goes and tells students at his master classes, don't let anybody tell you what you should be writing. You write what you think you should write, and what's wrong with melody and harmony?
That's completely correct. I think in that way, America, the U.S. has a big advantage over Europe, and in Europe it's starting to change, but in the European classical contemporary music scene, I mean, generally, and that makes sense because, you know, I would say that on average, you know, that the German and the Austrian society can be fairly dogmatic in terms of, you know, you do things that way. And in contemporary composition, it was very clear if you're not writing atonal, you are a reactionist. It was very, I mean, that was written in reviews. And so it was very clear that either you wrote according to the new rules. And the problem is people didn't realize. They thought, you know, they are breaking the rules and they're new and so, but in reality they created a kind of new rule set that you had to follow, otherwise you were out basically. And you know, and thanks to people like Liebermann and thanks to jazz and thanks to various influences and thanks to open viewpoint, I think the U.S. has managed, the new U.S. composers have managed, like Doherty, Liebermann, Bolcom and so, to have their really own style and actually write what they want to write. And for me, that makes it for the audience often really more pleasurable to listen to. And I mean, I know there is some thought schools that, you know, we shouldn't cater to the audience. But I mean, as much as I understand that commercialism can't be the answer to everything, I still think we are playing for an audience. So what's wrong with the people enjoying what we are playing, right?
Well, if you want them to come and listen.
That's what I think, yeah. But then, of course, you know, in Germany and Austria, it's a kind of, they formed this own school of thought, because when there is a kind of hardcore contemporary concert and, you know, 10 people come, then, you know, the composers feel misunderstood and just say, well, that's the only 10 people worth playing for. That's the only people who understand it. I'm like, come on, guys, please. I mean, really?
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.